Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio broadcast, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're talking to you about the subject of deliverance. Jesus said in Mark 16:17, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils." Every single believer in Jesus Christ is to cast the evil spirits out of him and help to cast them out of others. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captives. He preached in all the synagogues of Galilee. He would be preaching in all the churches today if he was here in the flesh. We talked about our enemy, who is Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We mentioned that life is spiritual, that we must win the battle in the spirit against our spiritual enemies, the evil spirits, who are personalities that serve the enemy, and we must cast them out in order to drive them out of every area of our life. We talked about how they come in from inheritance because of the sins and iniquities of the forefathers, from our own sins having given place to the devil, or from being victimized through abuse or trauma or some sort of destructive effects through other people. We mentioned that sin brings a curse, and a curse has a cause, which is the sin or iniquity, and the enforcement of it, which is by the evil spirits that come in to carry that curse out in a person's life. Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all have an inherited generational line of iniquity, man needs deliverance. Now, who's deliverance for? It's not for the world. They don't have a covenant with God. Remember, deliverance is the children's bread. And they couldn't retain their deliverance because they could not walk in line with the Word. They do not have authority to resist the enemy, and the spirits would be able to come back in. So who is deliverance for? It's for Christians. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. When a person receives Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, they get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Demons are not in our spirit, but they are still in the soul and in the body, and they have to be cast out. We gave the temple illustration of the three parts of the temple, of the fact that the Old Testament temple, Holy of Holies, holy place and outer court, is likened to the New Testament temple, which we are, spirit, soul, and body. The Holy of Holies likened to our spirit, the holy place likened to the soul, outer court likened to the physical body. The evil inhabitants in the temple, likened to the spiritual evil inhabitants, which are the evil spirits in our soul and or body. Jesus came in and cast them out to cleanse the temple. He does the same today through the name of Jesus, casting the evil spirits out of us. Notice the presence of God was in the Holy of Holies, yet the evil inhabitants in another location, all inside the temple. In like manner, God's presence is in our spirit, evil spirits in the soul and the body, all inside the temple. Now, in Christ, we have authority, and we are responsible to cast out the evil spirits, the first sign following the believer. We talked about the subject of possessed versus oppressed. The real question is, are the demons within us or on the outside? They come into us from inheritance or our own sins or victimization, and they try to affect us from the outside, trying to get us to sin to yield to them. We pointed out that the phrase possessed with the devil throughout the Gospels is one Greek word which literally means to be demonized. There's no verb for possessed. So it means to be demonized or to have demons. It shows you that the demons are in a person. The translator put in possessed to describe what demons do in a person to possess an area of control, and they have to be cast out. Remember, Jesus never cast them off, but he cast them out, meaning they were in before they came out. We also talked about the subject of flesh versus demons. Many people have said that these are just fleshly problems and not evil spirits that are in us. Well, the truth is, when we walk in the flesh, we sin, and we give place to the devils to come in. So there's an interconnection between the flesh and evil spirits. We pointed out in Galatians 5:19, where one of the works of the flesh is witchcraft, which is also the operation of evil spirits. Therefore, the works of the flesh, which is sin, opens the door for spirits of that type to come into us. And we saw this very clearly shown in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, where the Bible says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." The filthiness of the flesh has to be dealt with as we crucify the flesh and turn away from all of the works of the flesh. The filthiness of the spirit are all the unclean evil spirits that are in our soul and or in our body. There's no filthiness in our spirit. Our spirit is the spirit of Christ. Christ, and that's where the Holy Spirit resides as we receive Him subsequent to salvation. The filthiness of the Spirit is in the soul or body from the presence of the evil spirits that are there, which must be cast out. Therefore, there's an interconnection between the flesh and demons. We also talked about the fact that there is a network of spirits that are in us. How did they get in? From inheritance from 3 or 4 generations back, from our own sins before we were born again, and from our sins after we're born again, as well as being victimized in life. Therefore, we can have a lot of spirits that need to be cast out. As we cast out the network of spirits in area after area of our life, we're going to be set free. Deliverance is a process. This is revealed very clearly in the Old Testament types. Pharaoh is a type of Satan. Egypt is a type of the world. The Exodus out of Egypt is a type of the new birth. God gave them the physical promised land, which is a type of the spiritual promised land, the promises of God in our life. The physical ites or enemies in the land are a type of the spiritual ites of the evil spirits that are in us. They had to take the land by physical warfare with a physical sword. That's a type of us taking our spiritual land, the promises of God, with a spiritual sword, which is our mouth speaking in line with the word of God, to cast out these spirits and drive them out of every area of our life. These evil inhabitants were in city after city, which is likened to area after area of our life where the evil spirits are. In each city there were groups of these evil physical inhabitants, which is likened to areas in our life where we have groups of evil spirits that can be cast out. What did they have to do? They had to go into all these areas and drive out all of the ites in city after city. You and I must drive out all the evil spirits in area after area of our life. The word possess means to occupy by driving out previous inhabitants. And we saw the scripture in Exodus 23, verse 30. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land, which is the promises of God. Little by little, you're going to cast out these spirits, and then you're going to possess your promised land. Let me give you an example that shows you the importance of this and how we've not been taught properly in the body of Christ. Let's say we have a plot of land that we're going to raise up a corn crop. When I purchase my land, what's the first thing that I do? I don't go out and just put the seed in the ground and start watering it. See, that's what we've been taught in the body of Christ. The newly purchased land is like us being newly purchased as born-again children of God, and the seed that we would plant in the ground is likened to the word that's planted in our heart. What have we been taught as born-again Christians? We're supposed to get in the Word, hear the Word, do the Word, we're going to have all this fruit, and live a victorious life. What is the first thing the farmer does after he purchases the land? He just doesn't take the seed and start throwing it to the ground. No, he clears the land of all the stones and the thorns and the weeds and the grasses and bushes and brush. He gets rid of all the things that would hinder the production of the seed. Well, this is all a type in our little example of all the evil spirits, which we have to clear out of our life by casting them out. And as we cast them out and then we plant the seed of the Word of God in us, it will bring forth fruit. If you saw a farmer go out on some land that he had just purchased without clearing the weeds and the grasses and the bushes and the brush and the thorns and so forth, and was planting seed and then watering that seed, you'd think this farmer doesn't understand that he's got to remove all the grasses and the bush and the brush and the thorns and weeds, otherwise it's not going to produce fruit. That is what has happened in the body of Christ. We've not understood that we are to cast out all the evil spirits to drive them out of every area of our life, so that then as we plant the Word of God in our life and hear and do it, that we will see fruit come forth. Now, why should we pursue deliverance? First of all, it's the Great Commission in Mark 16:17. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Secondly, in Matthew 12:28, Jesus said, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." This means that the kingdom of God will be manifest in your life. The kingdom of God is the rule and the reign of God. When? When he casts out the evil spirits, because that drives out the enemies, so you see the rule and the reign of God bring forth victory in your life. A third reason is to spoil the works of Satan and the demonic house that is in us. Remember, the evil spirits consider us their house. And in Matthew 12:29 it says, "Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house, that's Satan's demonic network in an individual, and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." Binding the strong man is binding Satan. Spoiling his house is the casting out of all the evil spirits in the context in Matthew 12 in order to spoil the devil's house and see the kingdom of God and the rule and reign of God come forth in a person's life. A fourth reason, as we've already mentioned in the past, is to set the captives free and to bring liberty to those that have been bruised and damaged. A fifth reason we've talked about is to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. Remember 2 Corinthians 7:1, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. A sixth reason is to affect the heavenlies in your locale. In Luke 10:17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Jesus responded, and he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The word beheld is in the imperfect tense, literally translating, was beholding. And so this verse says that I was beholding Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In other words, Jesus was seeing these spirits come down from the heavens as they were being cast out of the people, showing you that as you cast the spirits out of yourself, it will affect the heavenlies in the locale where you are. Another reason why we pursue deliverance is to break the inherited generational curses from either manifesting in your life now or which would manifest down the line if you don't drive these spirits out. For instance, if you have cancer or diabetes or heart problems or stroke in your inheritance line, you may not have the problem right now. But if those inherited generational iniquity curses are in you or those spirits that would manifest at some point in time, you've got to cast them out to get rid of them. Now, some people have said, well, I'm just not going to receive that inherited generational curse coming upon me. Well, it came into you at the time of conception. It's not a matter of saying, I'm not going to receive it. You've got to cast out the spirits that will cause it to come to pass, or it will come to pass at some point in time in a person's life. Another reason why we pursue deliverance is to practically understand the workings of Satan in an individual's life, because as you start to cast out the spirits in area after area, you'll see how the enemies have worked against you. You'll start seeing changes in area after area of your life, the way you respond, the way you react, the way you deal with situations in life, and also you will see soul realm healing, restoration, and peace of mind, as well as physical healing as these spirits are cast out and you take hold of the healing power of God to restore you. We'll talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. As I close today, I want to make my book available to you on the subject of deliverance, a 312-page comprehensive book called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. Deliverance for All Christians, $10. Please call 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, learning disabilities, as well as trauma from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, rejected in life, addictive compulsive problems such as alcohol, drugs, nicotine, and gluttony, and breaking inherited generational curses. Through the teaching, preaching, and personal ministry to the needs in your life, you will grow strong in the Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, developing a personal, intimate fellowship with the Lord, and conquering the devil in every area of your life. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.